Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 17 of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why drink alone when you can drink with us? Well, let's take a second here, as I have to do, to address the friends of the Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. You guys are awesome. These are the people that are listening every week, and they're sharing, they're following us on Facebook, and we post something, they like it, they comment, and they share. We love you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. And every time you do that, you get entered into our most recent contest. And those contests seem to get the swag, the stuff gets better and better. So a big shout out to you guys. Now, who are we? I'm Greg. I'm going to be your host. Joining me today.
And every day, Lynn Miller.
Yes.
Sam Took.
My big fat Jack. It's great to be back here again. Yes. I missed you. The Lakers aren't playing. I had nothing else better to do. But thank you for having me back.
I've never heard you so emotional, Jack. Thank you.
No, didn't mean to get all weepy.
And of course,
Erica.
Nice. Welcome aboard. Well, let's get this party started, right? If you guys want to keep up with us and all of our tomfoolery and shenanigans, find us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We are also on the web, and that's a good place to get after the fact some of the links to the valuable information that we're sharing. Go to mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at mybigfatbloodymary. And on Instagram, we're Big Fat Bloody Mary. And Snapchat, we'd love to engage with you on Snapchat. We're Big Papa, B-I-G-P-A-P. Well, last week was a blast. Probably some of the most fun we've had in one of these episodes. We did the UV vodka challenge.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I was a big fan. I had a lot of fun with that. UV sent us a case of assorted flavors and basically said, all right, see what you can do. Make a Bloody Mary with these.
Go right? Nuts.
Yeah, go nuts.
He did.
Yeah, and I did. I came up with four recipes. Go back and listen to those. Go to the website. I posted every one of them, and they were all, I would say, pretty well received. I asked you guys to be real frank, and you liked some more than others, but generally I felt like did a pretty good job. It was pretty successful. We hit another milestone here this last week. We reached 20,000 downloads. And we had some winners. Now, UV was kind enough to send us some pretty cool swag. Some UV t-shirts that are really nice. Some lanyards, headbands, and then glow in the dark stir sticks, the martini sticks, they call them, and I'll use them as a skewer or to mix your drink. Pretty cool. So we put those together into kind of a gift pack. And so we have two of those packages to give away. And the winners of those packages are Dan Kristen and Don Netwall. I hope I pronounced your names right. If you guys are listening, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter and give us your addresses, and we'll get those shipped out to you post haste. So today, as usual, we're going to get our drink on, and that drink is going to be the Minnesota Mule Bloody Mary mix. Pretty excited to try this. It's a dry mix. I mixed it up this morning, so it's been steeping in tomato juice all day, and it should be all ready for our tasting. We're going to have a contest. We're giving away three goodie bags from Minnesota Mule. It's going to be some of their hotter mix, their milder one, and then their pork rub. They make a pork rub as well. Lynn is going to sing us a song. Do you want to disclose what that song is?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. That's your prerogative. That's the talent, you know?
Because I don't know yet.
Okay. She demands that we have a certain color M&M in the green room, and she's difficult to work with, but obviously worth it.
I'm always late. Yeah,
fashionably. And we're gonna talk a little bit about something near and dear to my heart, douchebaggery. Yeah. Do you guys know any douchebags?
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna kind of delve into that a little bit. And of course, Lynn is gonna answer at least one question. I know I have one question that she's gonna field, and she's gonna handle that. Erica's got some obscure profanity to go over. Yep. And then we're going to give our final ratings as we always do. So an interesting thing happened this last week, you guys. I kind of want your feedback. And when I say you guys, I mean everyone in the studio, but I also mean the people listening. So someone reached out to me, as often does happen, and she said, "Hey, I have a sauce. I know you guys do reviews. I'd love for you to do a review." And I thought, yeah, for sure. Yeah, hot sauce, that fits right in, you know. And she asked me a few more questions, gave me a link to the website. And come to find out, it's a spaghetti sauce. Not, yeah. And I said,
pasta.
That's a pasta sauce. Sorry, yeah. I'm kind of Midwestern. It's spaghetti. But and so I told her, well, you know, it's a little bit outside of what we normally do, but she was very passionate about her product. And she said, "Well, you know what? I listen to you guys and I love what you do. I would just love you to try this pasta sauce." Well, okay, fine. You can send it. She did. And it's called Rellas, R-E-L-L-A-S. This stuff was phenomenal. It was really good. We're not going to review it today, but I want to shout out and I want to encourage anyone listening to send us free stuff because we love it. Mm-hmm. We're not above giving you a little plug like this. It was really good.
Can I back that up and say it was really good?
How come smother. Excuse
you
me.
Weren't here.
I want to talk for a minute. It's my turn.
It was not your turn. I had the floor.
You had the floor.
No.
Can I ask you a question?
No, I wasn't done.
Bitch.
Alisa, my friend from out of state loved it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
As well as did some other members of our household.
Mm-hmm. But it went over very well. Yeah. Lynn, you have a concern though. I can see it in your eyes.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't here.
You were, yeah.
We have many more.
Yeah. She was good enough to send several jars and you will be walking away with one of those as a parting gift.
Nice.
Don Pardo, tell her about her. What she's won.
So you're going to start reviewing food now, huh?
Yeah.
Terrific. Not only going to be drunk, I'm going to be fat as well.
Why not? No, I welcome people's feedback on this. You know, how far away should we get from a Bloody Mary? You know, garnish? Sure. Pickle this and that. We'll review it. You know, if you have a beef stick or a meat straw, a tomato juice.
Maybe.
Anything with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is our call for all the bacon folks. The pork industry, are you listening?
Yep.
Please send us.
Or you could maybe add Rella's stuff to some Bloody Mary, just a little, you know, tad.
Yeah, it, that could work. Definitely could. It's tomato based. And
she had like.
Okay, and Erica is pouring up those drinks for us of the Minnesota Mule. Now, I should mention, they have two flavors, and what they've sent us is their spicier, zesty recipe, so that's what we're going to be reviewing here. And as we get those all poured, let's, you guys all have one? Mm-hmm. Should we give it a little taste, give our first impressions? Lynn?
Yeah, I am trying to figure out what's on it because I didn't read the ingredients, which is really good because then you can go on your own here.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes bacon, am I right? Kind of a smoked flavor.
Is it onion? Maybe dried onion or something? There's something very savory there.
I'm smoky. I'm liking it, but it's too salty for you. Yeah.
It's smoky. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Smoky. So yeah, it has a smoky.
And I'm not a big fan of smoked anything.
Yeah.
But this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you got a first thought off the blocks?
Yeah, I like it so far. It's got a little bit of kick to it, but not too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can be a little sissy sometimes when it comes to the spice. Once it hits that threshold for me, that's kind of all I'm thinking about. And this is at a good level where it's not, you know,
right,
overtaking the rest of the flavors. So
yeah,
I'm liking it a lot so far.
I mixed this, by the way, it's 5 teaspoons of this dried powder with 64 ounces of tomato juice. So I mix it exactly as their instructions. Sense. Yeah. And yeah, I feel that too. Like it just hits that point with the spice. Yeah. Jack, any thoughts?
Actually, I like it a lot. It's very, very earthy. I like the smoke on it. It's good.
Tastes like dirt.
No, no. Well, maybe a little, but no. It's fantastic. I like it.
Yeah. You always like the dirty anyway. So.
Well, that's what I heard.
That's right.
Erica, what do you think? You got any initial thoughts?
Yeah, I taste the, definitely taste the smoke.
Yeah.
One more sip here. A little bit salty, but it's back of the throat. Salty, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry, spicy. Yeah. Not terrible.
Does it leave your mouth a little hot, where you just kind of want to clear that?
Yeah, I definitely might need a chaser with this. Well, though.
Where are they? Okay.
Let's get our beer chasers.
Wow. Out.
We're in Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. My own opinion is that a Bloody Mary should be spicy. To me, that's just part of the deal. Sweating out that hangover, you know. But that's what I think makes the beer taste better, and then the beer makes the Bloody Mary taste better. And that can go on all day and all night, I've found. That they're just back and forth of those.
It's like women look better and men look better and bands sound better.
Yeah, but you don't want none of this shit, man.
No.
Trust me, it makes the band sound better. It makes women look better. It's cheap. You don't want none of this.
It's non-habit forming.
Well, maybe it's a little habit forming. Now, my initial thoughts are very similar to yours, you guys. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. There's a flavor that makes me think of somewhere between garlic and onion that's going on. There's an interesting spice that is hitting, like Erica said, kind of the back of the tongue, even the throat a little bit, like after, you know, you've drank it, but not, you know, it's not killing me or anything. It's a pretty good.
I think it's onion.
Yeah. Michael,
sorry.
Did you have a thought?
Well, I was going to say the last ones we've been trying have been more citrusy. Mm-hmm. It tastes a little more of the lemon. Now this is much more savory.
And
definitely tastes that.
Right.
That kind of beef base almost to it.
Yes, yeah. I think there's kind of two sides of the pole when it comes to these. And I used to always kind of go to this side of the pole. So this is a very comfortable place for me to be. But yeah, as Erica had mentioned earlier, there's some bouillon in there and some pretty nice flavors. Here's what they have to say on their website about it. I'll quote, "Our premium dry Bloody Mary mix is full of flavor with a blend of over 30 natural spices, premium peppers, and vegetables. With no added fillers or MSG, it is sure to please those who have sensitivity to artificial flavorings and additives." So that's their take on it. Not too far from our take on it. I think probably more importantly than all of this, it'd be nice to hear Lynn sing.
Oh, thank you. I don't know about that. I need some more of this first.
Quit talking.
Thank you.
give you the slip of hip or another. I'm gonna lose ya, I'm gonna trick ya, I trick ya one way or another. I'm gonna lose ya, I'm gonna trick ya one way or another. I'm gonna lose ya, I'm gonna get ya one way or another. I'm gonna get ya, I'll get ya, I'll get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya one way or another. That was fucked up.
Oh, I beg to differ. I
beg to differ. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, you guys always knew that. I really fucked it up.
Oh, no, I thought it sounded
I fucked up when I sang. I fucked up one of the choruses. I was like, oh my God, and I totally know this song.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Lynn. We always appreciate that. And you carry a lot of the weight here. You do a lot of the heavy lifting. We appreciate it. And we have more for you. There was, we had one list. Well, we always have several listener questions, but I always like to pick the ones that are appropriate or come close to it. So I filtered it down to this one.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't need to bother you with some of these questions that these sickos ask.
Oh, I want to hear them.
Well, maybe offline I'll share them with you. But so we did get a question from Twitter. And this comes from, her handle is Courtney101, Courtney101 from Twitter. She wants to know, should I ditch my life and move to LA to become a singer or stay in Boise for love? This is all we know. That's all the details she's given us.
Well, now she asking if she, is she a singer? And so she, should she go to LA? Or because if she's asking me if I should ditch my lover and go to LA, I'd say hell no, because I can't sing really. I mean, it's fun, but I better. But if I had a lover, so I'm kind of in a bind here.
Well, I, okay.
Because I don't have a lover. I'm not even getting laid.
That was one of the other questions here. And you answered it, and I didn't even pose it to you. No, I think what her question is, that's her personal situation. Well, I'm assuming she's a singer, and she's...
Well, go to L.A.
She doesn't know. Should she go to L.A. to become a singer or stay in her hometown or where she's at in Boise for love? She has a love there, but apparently that person is rooted.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is really.
It is.
See, this is why I'm glad you're doing all the heavy lifting. I couldn't.
You follow your dreams.
I would buckle.
Why didn't she? Maybe she should go to LA and just find out, because just see how it goes and take a little break from her lover.
Mm-hmm. Could he go with her?
I know that doesn't sound like it's possible. Seems like this question.
The way the question's worded, it's sort
maybe
of.
Maybe he wouldn't go. Maybe LA doesn't.
It's one way or another, yes. But it's not both.
Kind of get you. Jeez.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess I would stay for love. You can always get divorced later and go to LA.
it's always going to be there.
Spoken like a romantic realist. You know, I'll tell you what, speaking of being romantic, I'm kind of interested what Jack thinks about this. I don't want to say that you strike me as a guy with a cold heart. I think I just said that you strike me as a guy with a cold heart, though. I mean, what do you think this poor Courtney 101 should do?
Well, I think she should go to L.A., absolutely.
Look you up.
Absolutely. Great idea.
She tweets like she's good looking, Jack.
She does. She sounds fantastic. Yeah. I would go to L.A. and look me up.
Yeah. Are you in the book?
I am.
And by book, I mean, what's that app they use?
Tinder.
Tinder. So the quote unquote book. All right. Well, there you have it. There's Lynn's answer and a bonus pipe in from Jack. On that question. If you guys have a question for Lynn, go ahead and give it to us. Tweet it, put it on Facebook, put it on our website, mybigfatbloodymary.com, and we'll field it for you. So here's a topic that I want to bring up. This is something that's, you know, it's been grinding my gears for a while. And I want to get everybody
grinding everyone's your gears. That's one of her profanity thing.
It could be. It's not quite profane enough for her. I feel like it wouldn't satisfy her lust for profanity.
No, it would not.
Yeah. But the term douchebag, I don't know. I hear that term and I just, there's a guy I picture right away. Like a,
such a beloved term.
It is. The guy I picture, he's got a white baseball cap and it's turned backwards.
Yes.
And the brim is flat. And he's probably riding in maybe his dad's car or something. Maybe it's an Audi.
Or a crotch rocket.
Or he could be on a crotch rocket in sandals. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Big bear gut.
I want to talk about douchebags.
Or skinny with a wife beater.
So we can go around the table and get our initial thoughts on what's a douchebag. Sam, I know. I knew this would elicit some visceral responses. Sam, what's a douchebag?
All right. Well, I've got a few examples ready.
Some examples. That helps.
All right, Sam. Take it over.
So maybe this is kind of a classic. Your protein guy, the guy who's in the gym constantly.
Yeah.
But before that, he's got to drink his protein. No, wait. Sorry. After that, before that, he's got his pre-workout drink. Mm-hmm. Just over the top.
Way.
Only eating fish, this, that, and the other.
Right.
Enjoy your life. Come on. I mean, what's wrong with just doing some push-ups and some weightlifting without the extra protein and just
A burger.
Watching your diet a little bit, maybe, instead of just going completely over the top.
Yeah, you wouldn't see James Bond wouldn't do that.
Yelling in the gym, all that crap.
You mean grunting?
Annoying. Grunting, yelling, whatever they do.
Big show.
I think a lot of the gyms have a sign up now saying no grunting.
Good.
Actually, some do.
Yeah.
Some do.
That's
true.
Good.
And I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They like discourage that behavior, which I support.
Nice.
Also,
pro gun, no gun.
The guy with the over-the-top truck.
I'm
not against trucks in general.
Yeah.
If it's like practical to what you're doing or to your lifestyle, sure. But if you've got to make it over the top and raise the frame and add some black exhaust and...
There you go. Blowing coal, isn't that? Exactly. Or rolling coal.
That's a thing, yeah.
That's the height of douchebaggery, isn't it?
I mean, isn't that against EPA rules?
I'm sure it is, but that's why they love it.
Gross.
I was told if it's too loud, it's probably against the law.
Douchebag without a cause.
Yeah.
You know, my whole thing is I just want to stick it to the environment. Mm. I haven't been oppressed. I've just been told I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm with you so far.
More.
All right. We've got time.
This is the, I call it the one-upper. Okay?
So-called.
So, you're having a friendly conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, so how was your summer? It was good. I took a trip down south of Florida or wherever. It was great. And then this guy has to, that sounds great. I actually went overseas to this, that, and the other. They're always one-upping your story. They can't just appreciate what you're telling them. They've got to tell you their side and how they
frickin' douchebags.
People like that.
You know what I say?
What?
It's not about you. It's always about me.
Yeah.
That's
easy. That's what they say, too, though, Lynn.
Yeah,
but
no. It's a
back and forth. But Lynn wins, always. Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
I've got one more.
Lay it on me.
This is a very specific thing, but it just kind of really...
You're not going to call me out by name right now, are you?
Because
I can edit that.
I'm just going to say, snip your Snapchat, all right? Snapchat stories.
Okay,
that's the thing, right?
We're Big Papa on Snapchat.
Throughout the day, maybe, or, you see something interesting, Snapchat it for everyone to see, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Cool. Some people... just Snapchat onto their stories all day long. So if you want to see their stories, it is like, 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
I don't have 5 minutes to sit there and watch your move throughout every day, every second of every day.
Right.
Only Snapchat on your story if it's interesting.
Interesting.
Unique. Yep. Not you sitting there, good morning,
Yeah. Sam, you're younger than I am.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, that douchebag had a slideshow. And they would go through frame by frame. Mm-hmm. And the world's largest ball of wax turned out to be a real eye opener.
And when I was young, it was PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack, I'm guessing you've run across a few douchebags.
I'm from Los Angeles, and the land is filled with douchebags everywhere, as our the fine woman who asked the question is about to find out. Oh. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're at new levels of douchebaggery.
Douchebaggery, yeah. Yes.
This the Olympic guy, I don't know what the fuck his name is, but...
actually, I know his name. His name is Douchebag.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean...
Right.
Wow. Just... You can't even comprehend the level.
And now he's dancing with the stars, isn't he?
Yes.
Really? And he's famous. I mean, next we're going to want to elect one. I mean, where does it end?
Yes, he is a douche. Oh, never mind.
We're trying to step back from the politics.
Being political.
We got a little feedback on that. Erica, you probably don't even know what a douche. Wait, you hang out with one regularly, don't you?
I do.
So when you, Erica, when I say I was driving home today and I got behind this douchebag, like, do you have an image of that person? What is it? What's a douchebag to you?
Well, if you said that, it would be a guy in an oversized truck or a guy on some sort of cross rocket vehicle that was maybe a college bro.
The bro.
Mm-hmm. Bra, the bra, college bra, with an H on the end. Yeah. My experience, I'll since Sam went on for an hour.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. My experience, what a douche.
I'm just kidding.
So yeah, especially the guy in the gym.
my personal experience with a super douchebag was someone at a bar here in La Crosse that was doing one of the ultimate fighting, which I find as one of these stupidest sports, if you want to call it that. I put a quote around that.
It's an air quote.
It just was trying to hit on me and my friend, and it was just, it was ridiculous. He's all, I have a house in Miami and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, I hate ultimate fighting.
Yeah.
And you just tell someone that like that, and they just go, what?
The very thing that holds me together? You hate it? Oh, shit. Next.
Yeah. Nope.
If he's a smart douche, he moves to the next table. That's how I do it anyway. Yeah. Well, okay. So, I went ahead and did a little bit of research, and I found a couple of blogs where they touched on this. And one of them is called justmytype.com. Now, this is a woman who, it's kind of a site about dating, you know, her frustrations with trying to meet cool guys and all that. And she lists off a few. I'll just read quick. If you might be a douchebag, if, you know, to set it up, you ride your obnoxiously loud motorcycle up and down the streets of Yale Town.
Yes.
That's right here in our block.
FYI, the higher the decibels of your big bad engine revving do not increase your manliness or package size, you're a douchebag.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. And her next one, bedazzled anything.
Yeah.
Enough said. Those bedazzled jeans.
Harley Davidson bedazzled jackets.
Or she says, you use the following phrases: bitches, get wasted, and let's do this in one complete sentence. Pretty much. And then her other thing is an uber gay lip pout and gang sign hand signal in all of your pics. And she says, oh, you know, I don't even know the symbol she's talking about. I know what it is. I'm making it right now. It's that, or it's the backwards peace sign. I don't know what even that is.
Or the West set.
And she says, it's in the manual, right? Like the douchebag manual. I'm with her on all of those things. Yes.
So what is that website? I have to look her up.
Check her out. It's Just My Type. But she's, justmytype.com. The motorcycle thing. Jesus, I could go on forever. I don't even wanna.
That was
just shut up. Yep. You know, just nobody cares. What if everybody drove those things? You know, what if every single person in your town had a Harley where they put those obnoxious pipes on? Wouldn't that be a town you'd love to live in?
I would seriously consider moving to Mars.
I would not live in that town. No way. Yeah. Okay. So then I found another site called TotalFratMove.com.
Oh, geez.
Pretty much these guys are the anti-douchebag. And here, I'll just list off a couple. Living vicariously through a sports team.
Oh, my God.
Right? Lynn, does that impress you?
No. Hell, no? No.
Well, like when you talk about your team as we, I've done it. I've done some of these. I might be a douchebag. I don't know.
But that's on occasion where you're in maybe in another state and you're like, yeah, well, we won the Super Bowl of whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have some class. I mean, you're in Minnesota. Just shh, be quiet.
After a few drinks.
Just,
yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Right.
Right. I like this. Using Instagram like a chick. I don't know exactly what that means. It's just like copious pictures of your meal. Is that?
That, or what? Or what is like that? The guys who will just take selfies all day. That's the thing. Oh, yeah. The, you know, get the right pose, hair just right.
Yeah.
Oof. So stupid.
That would take me. No, it just wouldn't happen. All right. Here's one. I might be a douchebag because they say still quoting old school or impersonating Borat.
No, that's us still.
I've done the old school. Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to go off that one.
Any picture of you throwing up a middle finger or backward peace sign, you are not Tupac.
Right.
owning more than zero flat-brimmed baseball caps. Documenting every trip to the gym.
Yeah.
And then they just list this, the Entourage movie.
I don't.
Like
I
the entire
seen
movie
that.
Is just a douchebag, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen any of those shows or the movie.
Yeah. Being a shitty tipper. That's a douchebag. I mean, that's
yeah.
a personal.
Yeah, that's a legitimate douchebag.
Right. And it's usually the people that really make the wait staff earn the tip that are the first to short them. Well, you get the idea. I want to hear from our listeners on this topic because I'm sure there's a few people listening saying, oh my God, this guy I work with, total douchebag. So come on to Facebook and we'll be sharing this episode and leave your comments and we'll share them next week on our next episode. I would love to hear from you guys. If you've ever met a douchebag, it would be fun.
Who hasn't?
We'll definitely, I'm
Did
pretty
you
sure.
Minor? You missed me.
Yeah, come on. Lynn.
Yes, I was kind of afraid because you kept looking at me.
Well, the motorcycle thing drives because I went down the street and talked to the motorcycle guy that was doing this a couple Sundays ago because he was up and down the street roaring. And finally he said, oh, well, he was having some problems. I seem to have problems every day with it. Mm-hmm. I can understand why.
Right, yeah.
And then the other one, I really think, which I said earlier, the guy that actually thinks I'm going to go out with him and he looks like a douchebag, which means he's got a beer gut, got his t-shirt on that says name of some bar and his baseball cap and the jacket that has name of the bar also. and he's drunk. Of course, he's also drunk.
Well, aren't we all?
But no.
No?
Okay. No, there's a difference between drunk and being a douchebag.
Is this? You're not talking about me, are you?
No, I'm looking at me. I'm not talking about you.
You're not wearing a bar shirt.
No. So there's many, many douchebags, but you just kind of ignore them. Walk away.
Right. Don't encourage them. Don't feed them.
Don't make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Sam's was great.
Well, our next segment that we're moving on to, Erica has done her homework once again, and we thank her for it. She has delved deep into the depths of profanity. She's gone deep sea dived into some of the darker regions of the profane ocean and pulled out some things, some creatures that we don't normally see that have adapted in ways.
Time for today's profanity.
And again, I did a favor to Lynn, and they're not poopy.
So this is the second week in a row that they're not
discussing bowel movements.
Poop forward.
I really like the poopy ones.
But... Yeah, oh, well, maybe huge... next time, maybe we'll get.
Yeah, no, bring the poop.
When, when I take a leave, you may.
Yeah. Okay. Lay it on us.
Passion wagon.
Oh, I like that one.
A passion wagon.
Mm-hmm. Car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clapped out van, usually a Ford Transit, with blacked out windows and a piss stained mattress and several empty beer cans in the back.
Oh my God.
Also called a shag wagon.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard the shag wagon.
Yeah.
Piss stained. That's a nice,
oh, gross.
Nice, it's a passion wagon. Yes. Oh,
passion.
Hitler Tash.
Wait, what?
Hitler Tash.
So T A S H?
Yes.
I got the Hitler part. We all know that dick. Talk about a douchebag.
Really? Hitler Tash is a female pubic hair as neatly shaved to fit within the confines of a small bikini bottom.
Ew. That's called a Hitler Tash?
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't know that, Lynn.
Well, like Hitler's mustache.
No, but that's so bad.
Actually, I don't know who wants to. Yeah. You've had experience? Hands on.
It could be a lot worse.
That it could.
Could be a whole shag rug. Okay.
It could be a shag wagon down there.
Jeez. Well,
no.
You don't want the piss stain on that one.
The Hitler Tash and the passion wagon.
What else you got?
Vocal laxative.
A vote? Isn't that? Oh, I know. I'm imbibing on that right now, I think.
When one person says something that instantly triggers someone else to start spewing words from their mouth hole.
Hmm.
I would give an example of myself and anyone mentioning nostalgic times.
Oh, there's certain triggers. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, yep. I know some people if you mention anything about your child, for example, you're going to hear everything mm-hmm. your kid's up to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or me and maybe the year 1992. I don't know. Just yeah, something like
right.
that.
Yep.
And the last one, laxident. Laxident.
Laxident. It's an accident and it's a laxative. I don't like where this is
Lackadaisical.
Going. Oh, maybe it's just that.
Like it's an unplanned nipple leakage.
Oh, like lactating.
As in lactate and accident combined.
Right. Sam tries to elicit those by crying like a baby around nursing women. I've seen him do it.
You sick fuck.
Yeah.
He ain't right.
Sorry.
You guys didn't laugh at any of these. See, I need to get more poop ones in.
Yeah.
Sorry. Try.
Well, thank you.
Those are really funny.
I'll get them. I'll get them next time.
I've actually done.
See, Greg, you just.
I've done a little bit of studying into the demographics of our listeners, and geographically they're very diverse. I've been humbled actually. We're all over the world: Australia, England, mostly the United States, Mexico, a few in Canada. But when you start digging down into age demographics. Our average listener's age is between 8 and 12. So the poopy stuff tends
well,
to...
that makes sense now, mm-hmm. Sam.
It tends to trend very well. Yeah, so...
They don't even know who Hitler is, so that's not even going to work.
No, aren't they? They're blissfully free of any of that information, but they know the one thing that we all know. Poop is funny.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Okay. God, we have covered a lot of ground. We had a lot of fun, but it's time... to get back to this Minnesota Mule Bloody Mary mix, and we're reviewing the zesty blend. I'm getting mule kicked. So we're all on actually our third Minnesota Mule Bloody Mary here. Let's go ahead and put some hard numbers on it. We're going to use that universal scale that we're also comfortable with. It's almost second nature when you drink a bloody. You just the number. Boils up into your mind, 1 to 77, 1 being a Tabasco brand. 77
awful.
Didn't that suck? Yeah, it was bad. So anyway, let's go around and put a number on it. Lynn, what do you think of this Minnesota Mule Bloody 60, Mary mix?
69. Yeah, I'm not into the smoke flavors, so. But if you really like the smoke flavor, I mean,
yeah,
you'd love it.
Yeah.
It's got a different flavor to it. I mean, I'm drinking. I'm on my third one, so I must like it.
How about you, Sam?
All right. So, my pros. Yep. It's got a savory flavor. Mm-hmm. Its spice level is good. Cons might be a little salty if you're drinking more than a couple. So I think if you're just having one or two, you're doing great if you pick this mix.
Yep.
So I'm gonna give it a 72 overall. If you're going for, I don't know, if you're trying to drink three or four or more, the salt might be overwhelming by the third or fourth one. That would be my only, hesitation. But otherwise, I liked it a lot.
But the beer chaser really helps.
But the beer, really absolutely. Cuts if you have a beer chaser, that kind of cancels that.
We have to push.
Out,
yeah.
So
it has no salt in
and
beer.
And we do.
You might not have an issue then.
We do have beer chasers, don't we?
Yes, we always
Jack?
Have beer chasers.
Well, I like it. I'm going to give it a score of about 70.
Yeah.
It's like comfort food, you know? As Minnesotans, they know what the hell they're doing up there. You know, they're freezing their ass off half the year. Right. And, I'd have this with a toasted cheese sandwich up there in Lake Woba, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
Right.
But this is your grandma's Bloody Mary right here. I like it.
It's comfort.
Homey.
I like
it's
that.
Homey.
Yeah. All right. Erica?
I'm pretty much going to agree with Sam in that it's there's a little bit of salt to it. It has a little bit of spice, but it's not too overpowering for me. As the Nazi ingredient person, as the ingredient Nazi, I'm going to say that it's powdered. I kind of shy away from powdered things. I just kind of think they're sort of weird. But anyway, I'll give it a 64.
A 64. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm here enjoying my third one, and I'm enjoying the little bits of these reanimated things that were dried, and I think they're little bits of onion or something. You kind of get a little chew.
Likes.
I enjoy that, and I agree that someone mentioned earlier that it reminded them of another mix that we reviewed that was very bacon forward. It actually had bits of bacon in it. This has a lot of those savory elements like that. It reminds me of bacon. I don't think there's any bacon in this, but.
Yeah.
If you like bacon, and that would be a great garnish for this mix. A nice big thick slice of bacon on the top.
Dried,
very savory.
Dried beef au jus.
It could be the dried beef au jus.
Well, because I picked up bacon taste right away.
Yeah. No, I really like it. I'm gonna give it a 73 out of 77. I gotta give them credit for. Like, I can tell they went at this numerous times until they got that spice level just right, I think, because it is. It's if you like spice, you're not going to be let down, but you're also, you're not going to keep anyone from the party. It's not so crazy hot. I think it's a really nice balance. So that's my number. And it mixes really well with UV vodka, which is what we've been using all week.
Yes.
Did I mention that?
We've been using it. This is our third one, the UV vodka, just the original vodka. We're not using any of the flavored stuff.
Right. Well, we had the bloodshot.
Oh, those are so good.
If you guys haven't tried one of these, go back to, what episode was that, 16?
15. No,
yes. It was 16. And we give the recipe for that. We mix, it's a little shot with fresh squeezed lime, sriracha UV, and tomato juice. Bam. Oh, God, they're delicious.
Really?
Yeah, we had a couple before we started. If we seem a bit slow.
They're dangerous.
They are, because I like them.
Very addictive. So yeah. So those are our final ratings on the Minnesota Mule. Pretty good stuff. And thank you very much for sending that to us. We really enjoyed it. If you like what you're hearing, it would really help us a lot if you'd go on iTunes and give us a rating, give us a, you know, however many stars, anywhere between 5 and 5 stars, and write a little review. And if you would be so kind as to follow us on Facebook, we're at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. So until next time, thank you very much for tuning in to My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Next week, we're going to review Parker's Hangover Tonic.